Okay, City Council meeting Tuesday, June 6, 2023 is called to order. Invocation by Pastor Brandon Moore, the Orange Beach Community Church, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Father God, we thank you so much for the opportunity to be here in this beautiful place that you've provided for us. God, we thank you for that. We thank you that you've given us another day to honor you and glorify you. And we ask, God, that you would be the leaders in this community as they make decisions here tonight, that it would be decisions that honor you, that you would give them the wisdom and understanding they need to make the right type of decisions for the good of the people in this community, God, and not just our definition of good, but, Father, your definition of good. And we ask, God, that you would just work through them in that way. And we ask, Father, that you would just bless this time, that everyone would just have a peace and God, that you would just keep us all humble before you as we all seek to honor you and glorify you in our lives. We pray that you would just have a blessing over this time tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kenney?
Here. Consideration of tonight's agenda?
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Considering previous minutes of a regular council meeting, committee of the whole, 5-2-23. No objections. Reading of the minutes will be waived. Or any corrections to the minutes? No corrections to the minutes. Stand approved as written. Anybody got any announcements?
I do, Mayor. Ron Cutter of Cutter Landscaping kindly shared 44 beautiful sable palm trees with us that were left over from the Hangout Festival. So we will have new trees throughout the city. Thank you, Cutters.
Also, we have a Chalk the Trail coming up on June 21st to celebrate the first day of summer. We're going to color the Backcountry Trail, and you need to come anytime between 9 and 11:30 and stay for a free lunch. So if anybody wants some information about that, I'm going to leave it up here for you. It should be a lot of fun.
One other thing is, I think you all remember Chris Litton, who used to sit here weekly. Chris is in need of some surgery, and there is a fundraiser going on. There have been 4 antique guns donated, and you can get tickets. There's some stuff on Facebook, some of the pawn shops, but Renee Smith here in the office has them. So, or you can reach out to one of us. We can get you in touch with them if anyone's interested. Thank you.
Anyone else? Auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interest are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Motion carries. We have a presentation by Ms. Yo Johnson and Tara McMeans.
Thank you, Ms. Tara.
Good afternoon. We appreciate your time. Tara and I have worked together for several years with entrepreneurship related to the students of Orange Beach and Gulf Shores and Foley. We actually worked with the YAY program in years past. Once the chamber no longer had that contract, we had to not have a program for 3 years. And about that time is when we had the pandemic. So now we're coming back strong with a totally new program. It's called EPIC. And Tara and I met with the Orange Beach City Schools and the students of our school that will be participating in this program will actually get, they call it ELO, elective, Learning opportunity. It just went away. It's an ELO, so they get an elective credit for participating in this. And so this is not taking the place of. It is truly on top of and an opportunity for our students to learn about entrepreneurship. So I'd like to turn it over to Tara McMeans. Tara owns a company called Design Print Promote and has won several, more than one, more than two, probably more than three awards from the Coastal Alabama Business Chamber and the South Baldwin Chamber of Commerce for her participation with our youth and educating them for entrepreneurship. So this is, let me turn it over to Tara.
Thank you. Hi, guys. I was not expecting an introduction, but I know Yo very well, and I've told her this before, but I want to be just like you when I grow up. You do a lot of great things in this community, and thank you, Orange Beach City Council, for everything that you do for education in our community. I am a volunteer for the EPIC program, which is Entrepreneur Program Impacting Communities. Several years ago, when my son was in seventh grade, Mayor Kennan presented him with an award for when he started his business several years ago, and he went through the program that Yo talked about in the past. I was a volunteer for 6 years with that program. When it went away, I found other ways to fill my time with mentoring students in different ways, but I felt like as an active member of both of our local chambers of commerce and now on the Coastal, on the South Baldwin Chamber Foundation board, we were going to start this program. And so not only will it impact our students here in Orange Beach, but also Gulf Shores and Foley. These are public schools, these are private schools, homeschools, virtual schools. So what we wanted to do was share that information with you. So this is a brand new program, and we're working with a committee of volunteers that is actually helping to develop this entrepreneur program. So we're teaching students how to start their own business. And one of the things that we learned when we researched all different areas of public, private, city schools all around South Baldwin County is that everybody is on a different playing field. One of the things I've noticed personally is that Orange Beach does a really, really good job, and you guys already have some programs in your schools and some students that are going to be definitely going to be interested, and we want to spread the word. This is an after-school program that has the backing of both of our local chambers of commerce as well as all of their members. So when students go through this program, we're going to meet once a month after school, but the majority of the program is going to be online, and Coastal Alabama Community College is going to be allowing us to use their online resources. So these students in 7th through 12th grade are going to get to go online, take these classes, meet with us and mentors and business leaders, and learn by presentations and get to network with each other just like we do as adults in the business community, and hopefully get inspired and do something great. And we already have a lot of students in our community that are already doing their own business. This is just going to give them the resources and the education that they need to take it to the next level. So let's say we have a student that wants to start their own lawn mowing business. And we actually have a student that I got to meet recently in Orange Beach. He's in seventh grade that has signed up for the program. And he's already doing that. And we want to give him resources. So if he needs help getting a business license or he needs help getting business cards or whatever those needs are, we want to pair that with the backing of both of our local chambers to help these students be successful. Like I said, I'm a volunteer, but we have a lot of great people that are already involved as volunteers, people that have signed up to be mentors, and of course, businesses that have signed up to be sponsors. So today we want to just let the community know if you have a student in 7th through 12th grade that they would love to do this year-long program. There's only a $35 application fee, and that goes to help pay for the software that we use through Coastal. This program is sponsored by local businesses and individuals with as little as $50 if you know anyone that wants to join as a sponsor, and then of course mentors. And I see several people in the room that have already signed up to be a mentor. So if you have an interest in helping our students, maybe you have some business knowledge and you want to donate one day a month, or maybe a few emails or phone calls over that period of time, we would love to have you on board. All the information can be found online at sbchamberfoundation.org, and we thank you for your time. Do you have any questions for us?
Thank you.
This is awesome. Thank you.
Thank you for doing this.
Yes. Thanks. And I left some information outside. If anybody wants more, feel free to get in touch with us. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Tara.
Moving to new business under resolutions. Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with McCullough Architecture, professional services, conversion of mini storage warehouse, temporary weight room, Orange Beach Middle High School, $8,500.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Resolution in support of executive request of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator to enroll Pensacola Perdido Bay's estuary program into the National Estuary Program.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement with Pillar LLC Civil Engineering Land Surveying Services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with Pillar. Provide professional services Beaver Creek Subdivision Sidewalks, $8,500.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution reappointing Greg Kennedy and Jeff Silvers and appointing Vince McCoy to the Construction Board of Adjustment and Appeals.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement, Jackson Smith, CPA Group Auditing Services.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing submittal of an Alabama Department of Environmental Management Clean Water Act Nine-Point Source Program Watershed Grant Application.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution appropriating $25,000 to the Coastal Alabama Business Chamber Gateway Initiative.
Move to adopt the resolution. Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a SWAT vest kit for the Police Department state bid, $34,095.50.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution awarding the bid for field house, batting cages, site work at the Sportsplex, P.L. Russell LLC, $163,104.40.
Move to adopt the resolution. Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of performance contract with John Bass Golf Instruction.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement with Glow Yoga, water-based fitness instruction at the Wind and Water Learning Service.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of marina slip license agreement with Wharf Entertainment Properties.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of marina slip agreement, Pelican's Perch Marina Boatyard.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion.
Where's Pelican's Perch Marina? Is that on the west side of the wharf?
It's in the Florida.
It's Pensacola.
So what marina are we getting slip?
This is for safe harbor for hurricanes, and the wharf is for in the water storage, but if the storm is predicted to be bad enough, it will be full and coming to perch and dry docked.
And dry docked. Gotcha.
And they're charged.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
So we're just paying them a flat annual fee.
They're not charging.
They're not charging.
They apparently assist the marina to the wharf.
Good.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Resolution authorizing execution of a master subscription.
Sorry, we need a vote.
Yeah, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a master subscription agreement, Granicus Address Identification Rental Activity Monitoring.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Moving to public hearings. Public hearing adoption of a supplement and First Amendment to the Third Amended and Restated Development Agreement by and among City, Wharf Retail Properties, Wharf Entertainment Properties, and Wharf Landing, and the issuance to Wharf Retail of the City's Second Amended and Restated Limited Obligation Warrant, Series 2010A. So, this is a public hearing. Is anybody to give any? Do we just open it up to the floor? Never had one where we didn't have a presentation.
Yeah, that's right.
Anybody got anything to say about this? Good.
Ford's like going,
I think Ford needs to stand up and say something.
You want to explain what it is?
There you go, Ford.
Thank you, Ford.
I tried, Ford, I tried.
Ford Hanley, City Administrator. This is an extension of the current wharf agreement that we have that will allow the city to obtain about 24 acres on the north side of the canal with the wharf property taking ownership of the rest of the property that we have known as Bama Bayou for the last several years. What this will do will create a tax increase back to the wharf for a period of time as to get the amount of money that we are spending for that property on the north side that we will use for a coastal resource environmental project. In turn, the wharf is agreeing to take down the major properties that are up there and repurpose the surrounding buildings into something I'm sure will be amazing, and we will finally get those down, which is, I think, something that we've all looked forward to for a very long time.
That deserves a clap.
Within 10 days, Jason? I do think there's a time limit on it, isn't it? 6 months?
Yeah, about 6 months.
Within 6 months. So it's not going to fall into a black hole. There is a time limit to get it done.
Should we come with our own sledgehammers and help?
Maybe dynamite. Huh?
I'd like to see it exploded and be a party is what I'd like to see. So, 4th of July.
Be happy to answer any other questions that you may have on that.
Thank you, Ford.
Thank you.
All right.
Resolution authorizes transactions relating to the wharf development and wharf landing.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules and allow for immediate consideration of the resolution.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Fennin?
Yes.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. Call the roll.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Fennin?
Yes. And I do want to reach out and thank the wharf management team for working through this with us, but also to Art Favre, because the purchase of the wharf way back when it was fixing to go dark and fenced in, it would have been a nightmare for us. And then finally, the elimination of that eyesore that's been tied up in court for 14 years. He didn't have to do that, but hopefully he's going to, well, we know he's going to turn it into something special.
Yes.
But please let him know how much we appreciate him.
Yes.
Because that's his love for Orange Beach, there's no doubt. So, public hearing for ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the zoning ordinance, the Wharf PUD minor amendment, Villaggio's Canopy Edition. Okay, Griffin, I knew yes. There was somebody this time.
Yes, this is just a minor amendment at the Wharf with the Villaggio restaurant. For those not familiar, it's located at the roundabout at Wharf Parkway and Main Street. We go to our next slide. There's pictures of the existing conditions at the restaurants are on the site. They have an outside seating area on the east side of the restaurants between the restaurant and the parking spaces there on the southbound lane of the Main Street. This is looking southward. We go to our next slide, and this would be just pictures looking to the north, and then the next slide will be looking west as you're standing on Main Street. And we go to our next slide. The request this evening is a removal of the parking spaces, about 8 parking spaces, and they want to expand the outdoor or outside seating area. And then on that east side of the restaurant, and then they will install or construct a freestanding canopy over that outside seating area. Have a width of about 60 feet, a depth of 25 feet, and a height of 12 feet, be similar to the canopy that they have in front of the restaurant, the front door. One of the things staff had required about, since, you know, it was going to be next to the travel lane on Main Street, any barriers or what they would have, and they're going to have maybe it'd be a walkway and then posts and ropes, very similar to what they have at other venues there at the wharf. So there is, we have no concerns or have no issues with this proposed amendment.
It's just like what we did with Cactus Cantina.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We allowed them to take those parking spots up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions for Griffin?
Thank you, Griffin.
Okay. Thank you, Griffin.
It is a public hearing. If anyone has any comment or thoughts. Okay, if not, I'll close the public hearing and entertain a motion for unanimous consent.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of the ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kenney?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kenney?
Yes. Okay, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, we'll call the regular City Council Committee of the Whole meeting to order. Tuesday, June 6, 2023. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kenney?
Here. Okay, moving to unfinished, I'm sorry, new business. Let's see how I want to do this. All right, we'll read the first three. Relocate council meetings on June 20th, 11th, and 18th of July to the community center. Discuss modification to city code regarding commercial watercraft marine activities. Discuss fire EMS fees. We are doing a makeover of City Hall, and we're going to begin with a council chamber here in a week or so, and it'll take us 3 or 4 weeks to get it done. Mm-hmm. So. Hopefully you won't even recognize it when you come back. What you got?
You want me to talk about that? No, I'm just kidding. All right. I was going to discuss the city code regarding commercial watercraft and marine activities. Our office has seen, obviously, an increase in charter boats and other issues regarding business plans and insurance that questions are being brought to us that we feel like we need to, you know, bring to the council and take a good look at this. So I just wanted to make you aware that our staff is going to start looking into the not only insurance requirements on charters, but rentals and the pontoons and the locations that I think we've all been brought to our attention. So we're going to be looking at that in the near future.
And also operating out of canals and single family resident areas and out of marine districts.
Correct. Because we have a lot of people that are doing the right thing, and we really appreciate those.
That's
and
right.
We're just trying to make sure that everybody is doing what they're supposed to be doing.
I agree. Thank you.
And our resources can only handle so much. Mm-hmm. And we're getting to the edge of that envelope with a number of commercial craft. So it's got to be looked at.
All right. And then the next one on the fire EMS fees, we are currently doing a study right now to bring forward a revised fee structure for our EMS fees. Our guys do and gals do a great job, and we just need to make sure that we are still in line and with all the other businesses out there. So we'll be bringing some recommendations to you shortly on that.
Thank you, Ford.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right, moving to resolutions. A resolution appropriating funds to the Orange Beach Board of Education support city school system operations, $3,229,400. You want to explain that?
I'll go ahead and speak on that as well. This is just strictly budgeted funds that the city had budgeted at the beginning of the year. So this has nothing, we had some questions and concerns that this was relating to the foundation program. This has nothing to do with that. This is just simply capital projects that the city budgeted at the end of 22/23, and then operating funds that to make sure that the school can do all the amazing things that they're doing.
And so now it's time to appropriate these funds as we committed to and agreed to.
Correct.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you for Resolution.
Thank you for the summary of those today as well. Thank you for the summary of those funds and detail where they went.
Absolutely.
Resolution appropriating funds to the Miracle League of Coastal Alabama in the amount of $57,150 to match donations for the purpose of building a regional complex in Summerdale.
Mayor, can I speak on that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is the city's challenge to match other municipalities. I think the city of Foley, $25,000. Gulf Shores, $20,000. Summerdale, $5,000. But the city of Summerdale, or excuse me, the town of Summerdale, has done a lot of in-kind up there for us up there. Yeah. And then we've had Robert Stale and Loxley commit. And so this was the challenge that the mayor had brought up, and we all agreed upon it. These are the funds for the Miracle League for $57,130. So they appreciate it. We've got the playground up, and we are soon, probably in a month or so, should have the pavilion up so that people can get in and enjoy the playground equipment. So it is slow paced, but it's coming together finally. Yeah. So,
yes. Jeff, how much more do you need to actually build the?
$1.5 million.
$1.5 million.
We write that check tonight to the Miracle League.
Yeah. I wish I could, please, and yes. I would.
But once we get the kids out there and start playing on the playground and stuff, we really believe we've got a lot of commitments, but we've got to get through this stage of it, and so
yes.
we're excited about
yes.
it.
Yes,
this is. Thankful that the other cities finally pitched in and helped. And I wish the others in Baldwin County would. But
yeah, we need a little help from the Eastern Shore. But we do appreciate what the municipalities have done that I spoke of earlier.
Because this is for all kids in Baldwin County.
All kids in Baldwin County. Yes. That's right.
Yeah. So. For those of you who are not familiar with our challenge, we donated $20,000. And then said that we would match any amount up to $100,000 if the other cities would donate. Mm-hmm. So it looks like it was halfway successful in getting some more. Yeah. It's a very, very, Mr. Silver's has headed this up for some time. It's a very, very worthwhile project. So
Yes.
Now, a resolution amending the fiscal year 2023 budget to increase the administration budget for City Hall renovation by $150,000. I have very expensive taste.
And really, just to explain for the public, this is it's not the mayor's expensive taste. We expanded the scope. Originally, we were only going to renovate our south wing and fix up some of the flooring that had been damaged during Hurricane Sally. It's expanded a bit to redo the council chambers, which everyone will get to see in a couple months. So that, and we redid our main lobby, which hopefully everyone has seen and is amazing. So it was just time for some regular maintenance, and we might as well put some touch-ups on top of that. So
plus you've added some other buildings, I believe.
Yes, and within that operational budget to begin with, the city purchased the mini storage buildings out by the school, which are being converted to the weight room and additional storage. So that replacing air conditioning and all of that also fell under the admin budget. So that's why we are having to increase it.
Thank you for helping me out.
Thank you, Renee.
Resolution authorizing excuse professional services agreement with James Duncan. Duncan and Associates Impact Fee Consulting Services of $87,250. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a medical cot for the Sportsplex through Savix Buying Group, $15,306.06. Resolution authorizing execution of task order with Sawgrass, provide surveying, civil design, conversion of soccer football field, artificial turf at the Sportsplex, $92,700. Resolution authorizing execution of lease agreement with Orange Beach City Board of Education for a new central office. Resolution authorizing execution of a facility usage agreement with Coastal Ballet for Arabian Nights and future spring programs at the Performing Arts Center. Any questions on any of those resolutions or discussion, thoughts? Okay, moving to ordinances, public hearing, Orange Beach Land Company, Coastal Beach Development Subdivision. 6-20-23, public hearing, Zoning ordinance, Somersault PD minor modification, Somersault beachside mini golf sign, 7/11/2023. Is that good?
Yes.
Okay. All right, we'll open the floor up for anybody that has anything they'd like to talk about. Any critiques, criticisms, comments? All right, anything on Facebook world? All right, entertain a motion to adjourn.
Oh, we got one.
Station 3.
When? What about it?
Station 3. When station.
I don't want to tell you a lie. So every time we think we're fixing to open it, it doesn't open. Have you heard yet?
There's still some patches of silence that they're working on.
Yeah.
Hopefully when it leaks.
Yeah.
Well, we still have improvements to Canal Road that have to occur. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the critical path at this time.
Yeah. So we're trying. This is holding up other things.
It's a fine looking station, isn't it?
Do me a favor. It's not always lit up at night. And it looks great lit up at night.
That was addressed yesterday.
Good. Okay.
Thank
great
you, Jim.
Minds think alike. Thank you. Anybody else? Anything else? Okie doke. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you for coming.